Shalom Aleichem and Biafra Ptit 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Samach Aleph, Zvachim 61b, pagination is 122. We'll start on the fifth line with a discussion about the Mizbeach. Now, by way of introduction, let's just point out that the Mizbeach, which was built by Moshe Bezalel in the time of the Mishkan in the desert, was made of wood covered with a layer of copper. And it was known as the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, also the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the outer Mizbeach, or the larger Mizbeach. Later on, when they got to Eretz Yisrael, we will have different stages in the Mishkan as it eventually morphs into a Beis HaMikdash, a permanent structure in Yerushalayim. Now, the Mizbeach in Eretz Yisrael was made of stone. It's a different structure. And we're going to discuss that aspect, but in order to do so, let's just clarify that there are basically four stages after the Mishkan of the desert. There's a time period in Gilgal. There's a time period in Shiloh. Then there's a time period known as Nov and Givon, which even though it was two different cities, but it was the same time period, it was regarded in a certain way. And then finally, there's Yerushalayim with the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara tells us, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, Mizbach shel Shiloh shel Avanim haya. The Mizbeach that was in Shiloh was made out of stone. Tetanya, as we learned. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov omer. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov said, Ma tamad lomar, what does it mean in the psukim that the word Avanim, 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 Shalosh pa'amim is used three times? Echad shel Shiloh. One is Shiloh, ve'echad shel Nov v'Givon. One is Nov and Givon, u'beis olamim, and the Beis HaMikdash. During the first category of time, as they entered Eretz Yisrael, they were still using the Mishkan that was in the desert, and that's the time period of Gilgal. Masiv Rav Acha Bar Ami. Rav Acha Bar Ami asked the following question. We have a statement. Eish sheyarda min hashamayim bimei Moshe, the fire that came down from heaven miraculously in the time of Moshe, lo nistalko me'al mizbach hanechoshes ela bimei Shlomo, did not stop its presence until the time of Shlomo, where we have a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim Beis Zion Aleph, that tells us that a new fire came down. Ve'esha yarda b'mei Shlomo, and that miraculous fire in the time of Shlomo, lo nistalko, it did not depart, ad sheba Menashe v'silko, until Menashe did his destruction of the Mizbeach, and then that was pushed away. Ve'im Isa, and if you're going to tell me they changed the type of Mizbeach, meikaruhu deistalikle, the fire would be gone much earlier. And this statement is indicating some level of continuity all the way during the Mishkan years until Shlomo was building the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara answers, hu da'amak Rav Nosson. He's based on the approach of Rav Nosson. The Tanya Rav Nosson Omer, as it was taught, Mizbeach shel Shiloh shel Nechoshes haya chalul u'molei avonim. There was a special structure for that Mizbeach of Shiloh. And there is no contradiction. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omer, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, Milo nistalka, what does it mean that it didn't leave? They certainly did make a different Mizbeach, but it wasn't eliminated. Mayhi, what do I mean by that? Rabbanan Amri Sheviva Hava Meshadra. there were still sparks that came from that original Mizbeach, and that original Mizbeach was still in the area. It was a, I don't want to use the word artifact, but it wasn't the main Mizbeach, but it was still there. I don't want to use the word artifact because that makes it sound like it's nostalgic sake and it didn't have an impact. And over here you see clearly it did have an impact, but it wasn't the main Mizbeach. But sparks would come from it sometimes, perhaps when they were worthy or depending on who's bringing the carbon or something. And sometimes the fire did come from there. Rav Papa Amar Ushpiza Hava Nokat. It was like a guest, v'zimnin hacha, v'zimnin hacha, and sometimes like this and sometimes like that. Now, later on, in the second Beis HaMikdash, there appears from the Gemara in Yuma Chaf Aleph, there was also a fire, and we would want to know when that fire has its origin. But it wasn't the same strength or the same presentation, conduct, as the fire in the first Beis HaMikdash. And we're actually told that they made the Mizbeach larger in order to accommodate the fact that they needed more burning power because the miraculous fire in the second Beis HaMikdash was not the same level of impact as it was during the first Beis HaMikdash. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.